innovative, thoughtful, provocative. Welcome to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network with your host, Lynn Renee.
Welcome to The Soul Speaks. I'm your host, Lynn Renee, on the EX3 Radio Network. Well, good evening. Welcome. So excited to be here tonight. I enjoy these Wednesday nights with you. So glad that you continue to be a support. I'm really pleased with what we've been doing during this show for the past several months. It's been a blast, a real good time for me. As always, we will open up the opportunity for questions and comments later in the show because we love hearing your soul's expression. I want you to take note of the number to call in, which is 929-477-3860. Press 1. If you're listening on the web, there's a section for comments, or you can make use of the chat room. You can like our Facebook page, facebook.com, The Soul Speaks, LRM. And please take the time to like our Facebook page. We have some interesting things out there that could help you through your week, your day, lots of positive inspiration. So give our page a like, and you can leave any comments or questions that you may have on our Facebook page. Now, listen, I am so excited about what's going to take place going forward on The Soul Speaks. There's going to be you'll notice a little bit of a format change coming up, and I think it's going to help us to solidify our position and who we are. The Soul Speaks is all about you. It's all about who you are. It's all about developing in your spiritual walk. And so we want to design the show so that it will be a help, an aid in you reaching higher consciousness. So I'm excited about what's going to take place. I encourage you to continue to listen in and also to share your soul's expression, because this is also about you and what you have to say. Everyone has a voice, and The Soul Speaks is a place where you can be heard. And so I encourage you to continue to listen in, and also to be a part. This is not a place where there's any judgment. This is not about judgment. This is about growth. And I know that we are all looking forward to growing. We're in a time now where we can't afford to just, be laxed and be in that same place that we've always been in. It's time to move forward. It's time to grow in the things of God. It's time to be that conqueror that you were designed to be, to walk in that image and likeness of God, which you were made to be in. So I'm excited. I hope you're excited and you continue to listen in. Now, tonight, we have a very special guest, and I am really excited about her being here. Her name is Regina Banks. She is the author of a self-help book called Realness from a Real Soul. She is also the director and founder of a company called Realness Forever. So I'm really excited about having her on, and we're going to introduce her. I'm going to introduce her in just a few minutes. But what I want to do before we do that, so that we can just get right into it and hear from her, I'm going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll have Ms. Banks come on the line and discuss her book and her company with us right after this.
Oh, how am I ever going to finish this book? First, there's writer's block. Then there never seems to be enough time in my day to work on it. And then I don't know how to put my thoughts together. What do I do? I know. We call EX3 Books. They specialize in helping writers go from concepts to published books. EX3 Books team helps with outlining, editing, marketing, and so much more. No time like the present. Let's see. www.ex3ent.com. Yeah, www.ex3ent.com. Let me get this information so I can fulfill my dream of becoming a published author. You should too.
Attention, pastors, ministry leaders, and nonprofits. Did you know that most leaders cannot describe their ideal leadership environment? Do you currently have systems in place to facilitate a growth environment? Imagine having a ministry or organization with the tools and strategies that are guaranteed to improve leadership awareness in your staff and volunteers. Stop and imagine no longer. Allie Thies Consulting Group was established just for you, those who dare to lead from the inside out. Allow the truth Allie Thies Leadership to meet your training, speaking, and coaching needs at www.alliethiesconsultinggroup.com. That's A-L-E-T-H-E-S consultinggroup.com. Or give us a call at 240-245-0503. Or email us at alliethiesleader@gmail.com. That's A-L-E-T-H-E-S leader@gmail.com.
Hi, my name is CJ. You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks. I'm your host, Lynn Renee, on the EX3 Radio Network. And we're going to have a good time tonight. I'm excited about our guest. I mentioned her name is Regina Banks. And I've only known her a short time, but she's a very nice young woman. I really enjoy the times that we've been able to speak. So, without further ado, I am going to bring on Ms. Banks, and we're going to talk about her new book and her business. Hi, Regina.
Hello, everyone.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, Ms. Lynn. Couldn't wait to get this opportunity tonight.
Excellent. I am excited about this interview. I've been able to do some research, and you're a very powerful woman. I mean, out there, you're doing great things, and you have a big heart for sharing. I noticed that even in the things that you share from my page and from the page of others. So, Regina, tell me, what inspired the name? Let me just back up for a moment, because I want to tell the listeners. The book is called Realness from a Real Soul, and the name
Truth
of the company
is
Realness Forever. Say that again, Regina. Repeat that.
It's called Truth from a Real Soul.
Truth from a Real Soul. And the company name is Realness Forever?
Yes.
Okay, great. What inspired the names, and what came first, the company or the book?
Actually, both. The actual truth and realness of it came personally from the way I've been viewed all my life. I've been told that, and I actually live by it, I just kind of just, let whatever flows out of my mouth. Some people may think it's wrong. Some people may think it's mean, but it's just honest criticism that most people are afraid to say. I say the things that people are afraid to say to others. So when I created my book, Truth from a Real Soul, I just kind of incorporated all of the things that I normally would tell somebody, or something from my personal experience or from counseling, which I've been doing for many years. So I kind of incorporated that in the inside of my book, also with some personal experiences and some personal information from my life. And the way I came up with the Realness Forever program is because I went to college for three times, and I've graduated from each time I've attended, and I've worked in the field, and I just keep all the knowledge that I have from there. And I noticed that a lot of children don't get to go past middle school or high school, and if they do graduate from high school, some don't even get to go to college, and if they do, some maybe go one time around, and I've had the chance to go three times around. And I just have so much stuff in my head up here, so I decided to write the book based on that. golden expectations in life, and I decided to start my program, which is I run it as a nonprofit that I teach employment practices, financial planning, survival life skills, and etiquette.
And you do all of this, and you have a daughter. Tell us a little bit about you. A little bit personally about you before we get in any further. I understand you have a daughter, and that has to be hard with, you know, and you're a mom, and wow, how do you do it?
Yes, ma'am. I have four kids, actually. I have three girls and a boy, ages 13, 14, 15, and I have one that will be 17 next month. She goes to Georgia State College on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Awesome.
And the one that you see mostly is the one I've been kind of putting pictures on there lately from her majorette. She's on a majorette team at Washington High School, so that's my oldest one.
Okay, that's where I got the one daughter from. Wow,
yes,
awesome. And you were able to go to school three times.
Yes, ma'am. I've had a wonderful life. I try to explain to people in my church and all the time that, you know, no matter what somebody says about you or no matter what somebody tells you you can't do, that you can do it. I've had a lot of walks in my way along the way, but I've always been strong, and the way I kind of get through it is patience, and also I make sure I live to a certain standard where my children know that I am the strong one in the family. Somebody has to be stronger than them, so I make sure I play that role correctly.
I like what you said. Somebody has to be stronger than your children. You know, there are children that are stronger than the parents.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
That, you know, we see a lot of that going on. And it may be because a lot of times parents are parents at a very young age. And so it's kind of difficult to figure out, you know, the authority in this thing. Or maybe it's just a lack of responsibility. But I like that. They need to see. Yes, absolutely. They need a stronger, they need that backbone. They need to see our strength as parents. Is there a particular age that you provide for support, or is it all ages? What is the age group?
Yes, my program is for ages 13 to 18 years old. So the things that I teach in my program are basically life skills, not only that people will use on the job, but just day-to-day skills, and it's mixed in with skills that people will normally go to college to receive. For instance, I have some interns that I have in the program. And what they do, they learn marketing and promotion when they help do assignments or when they're doing something for the program or for the book. So those type of skills that people have to go to school for, I kind of teach some of those skills a little earlier so they can know the basics of some of the things that they need to know. And like one of the classes I teach is etiquette. Like most people don't use thank you and yes and stuff like that. So I try to encourage them that if they don't use it all the time, just to make sure they use it in certain situations and with certain people, because the world do view us as they would like to view us. They say don't judge, but people do actually judge. But if you want to be judged correctly, then you show off what you have to be judged on.
That's absolutely true. Now, with the book, does the book kind of it's a self-help, so does it guide you through a lot of what you offer in the program?
Some of it do. I kind of pick, like the front of my book is into two sections. The first section is, which is goals and expectations in life from my personal knowledge and experience, and it basically just the main point of me writing my book is to let people know that mistakes will be made, but it depends on what kind of mistake you're going to continue to make. And if you continue to make it, what are you going to be doing and how you're going to feel about it in life besides somebody else judging you? And the second part of my book is music that I had kind of broken down and made poems. I was working as an administrator at this music company that my brother used to run. So I used to write music, and what I did is I took the music and I broke them down and kind of cleaned them up and made poems out of them. And the first half of the section is I wrote down two topics that I kind of just wanted to just tell everybody what people would benefit from the book and what I thought was encounter would touch you personally, which was listening to yourself. And basically, I just want to say that it helps people to prepare you for life, for improvement or change, and just always listen to yourself because you never know, even though you're getting an ear or words from somebody else, it's still up to you at the end to make the decision. And what is right or wrong, the decision is going to be on you. And basically, it's just saying that mistakes are not always bad. People think that mistakes are bad all the time. A mistake is nothing but a choice. You can make a bad choice at the right time that you're thinking that's good, and it might not be for that particular time, so it doesn't fit in or make sense. So that what makes that decision bad, not necessarily that it was wrong, but it was
right.
A bad decision. So it's a difference in between bad and wrong. So I kind of put that in the first section of my book. And then another topic I like is accepting who you are. You have the right, just the same right as anyone else on the world. So once you accept who you are, no matter how somebody else wants you to be or no matter how somebody views you, it's still up to you to accept who you are and make the best that you're going to make out of your life. So that was two I wanted to share real quick before you go on to ask me any other questions. And then I'll kind of go into segments and kind of go along with the flow.
Love it. I absolutely love it. And I think it's a very empowering, it's very empowering information that you're giving to our young folks, which is definitely something that's needed. I mean, who shows them how, you know? It's, you know, life skills. You know, these are things that they need. Yeah, that's excellent. I love it.
Yes.
So would you say your strategy in life is to prepare? Sounds like
yes, ma'am.
Looked into preparing, getting prepared for life choices. What ways give us to do this, to prepare, especially young people that may be still in high school and when they get out of school, and not just young people, but, you know, some of us adults still need some preparation to figure out some ways to prepare, even going into our older years. And so what are some of the basic things, would you say, that needs to be, that we need to, you know, really be focused on to make it all come together?
What I will say is basically, and it's something that, you know, a lot of times people don't understand what common sense is, really is very common, but sometimes it'd be the other ear and people on the outside, it kind of just, you know, detour you away from what common sense should be because you're looking at them doing one thing and they're moving forward and you're thinking that, okay, I need to do the same thing. So, and another section that's in my book, I kind of explain and what I teach my kids and I tell other people, it really is a difference in your needs and your wants, which is very powerful, both of them. And you have to learn how to separate that. So, of course, you need to go and get an education. So you can learn new things, learn new words, learn new places to go, just learn new information. And also, you should want that. Because without an education, I hear people all the time that say money rules the world. What I tell my kids is money does play a fascinating role in the world, but it's the education that rules the world. It's just the people that have the money to do it and they think with their brain. So they know how to strategize and they invest in everything. So that's what I teach my kids, that education is powerful, but the money does play a part in it, but it does not rule the world in a sense to me as far as what I've been reading, how I've been living, the things I've seen and things I've heard. So that's what I try to encourage them, and that's what I try to encourage everybody else. So a strategy to just keep them on the right path would be basically just listen to yourself, like I said. Information is always good from someone else, but it's never going to be even better if you're not going to take their information as well as yours. Don't just go off of what somebody else tells you because you have a brain yourself. And as long as you're able and capable of functioning and using your brain, you should be able to be making decisions on your own as well. And another one I wanted to share is it's another topic, taking time into the mind. So you always want to think before you do anything. I'm the type of person, I really don't think before I do something. And that's what makes me kind of different, that a lot of people know of me. Because I just kind of let things flow out my mouth, you know, and it's never to harm anybody, but it's just always just to be so truthful. Like, I'm just a person that will say things when others won't. And I tell them that that is dangerous, you know. It's dangerous, but it's only dangerous to the ones that care. I don't really care about what I say out of my mouth because I'm always giving out good information, no matter if they like it or not. It's never meant to be harmful, just to help somebody and just to, I continue to let everybody know that whether I'm on the inside knowing you, the things that I'm going to tell you and what I see is still coming from a view on the outside. So I still speak on the outside looking in, not just knowing somebody. And so, again, to answer your question, what I want to say is just, like I say, listen to yourself, take time into your mind, and just know the difference in regret your wants and your needs. Regret is also very powerful. It cannot be. But regret, to me, is just something that is being done or said that cannot be erased. That's what regret is. That's why it's so powerful for people to use that term and for them to hate that term, because it is something that cannot be replaced. It cannot be removed. So people have to be mindful of what they do and what they say.
Just something that I thought about when you said, when you talked about teaching that money is powerful, but education it will take you a longer way. And what came to my mind was that you can lose your money. Your money can be taken away from you. But the one thing that's for true, they cannot take away your education. They cannot mm-hmm. take away your ability to think. And so
that is so true.
Help realize that and to put the power where the emphasis on, you know, on the mind, and show that the young people that money is not everything, because you know these days to a lot of young folks, you know, it's all about, as they say, getting that paper, you know, making that money. And if you're not doing that, as far as they're concerned, you're irrelevant. So it's a very positive move. Teach them that there is something more powerful than money. I like that.
That's awesome. It is.
Now, some things you teach in a classroom setting?
Yes.
Okay, so you do have classes. Is that weekly or daily? How often do you have classes, and what type services are in classroom settings?
Majority of the time I'm teaching in classroom setting, and it's on Saturdays for right now. The program is free. We do go out and do field experiences. Like the past, 2 months ago, I just took a restaurant and let them provide their skills that I'm teaching them, so they can know that it's just a little bit more basic than just a fork and a knife. You might go to a restaurant, you need to know how other people, how the setting is, and how they eat and use their utensils. So we did do an assignment doing that, and it was real fun. You know, the kids kind of joked at some of the kids that was in there. They was like, they did it, they passed. I can't believe it. They had their arms on the table, and you know, it was just exciting. So you know, just some of the basic skills that I teach in there that people don't even teach at home, the kids are unaware of. And like when I did the employment practices class, when I first introduced it, what I did was I kind of go by a certain schedule. So I basically introduced them to the definition of what employment was and gave them different terms of it. And I also introduced them to an application. They had knew what an application was, but they never actually physically seen one and filled it out. So I had them to fill it out and kind of gave them some information on, like, as far as job and school to put in there. And it was very informative. They learned a lot of things in the program.
It was sure
very
do.
Exciting. They learned a lot of things.
I didn't learn any of that growing up, you know, and things that we, you know, we just consider simple, like place etiquette, placing, you know, eating. How, you know, what's the proper way? What is the setting? What's the proper fork to pick up for the salad and so forth and on? I mean, no,
yeah.
I didn't learn that growing up, so I think it's a great thing that the kinds of, you're right, life skills that you're teaching children is so on the money. We're going to take just a few moments for a break, but And when we come back, if you would like to call in, if you have some questions for Ms. Regina, you can do so by or comments. You can call in to 929-477-3860, press 1. Again, the number to call in is 929-477-860, press 1. And when we come back, we are going to take any calls that we have for Ms. Regina right after this message.
EX3 Radio is looking for new radio show hosts and new radio show formats. If you're interested in hosting or co-hosting your own show and looking for a great platform to share your personality and perspectives, the EX3 Radio Network is the place to be. When you become a part of us, you become family. Email us today at expectedendentertainment@gmail.com for more details. That's expectedendentertainment@gmail.com. Or visit EX3 Radio on Facebook. Excellence speaks for itself. Experience it. EX3 Radio.
Hi, my name is CJ. You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks. I'm Lynn Renee on the EX3 Radio Network. We are to take some calls for those that have a question for Ms. Regina or a comment. Do call in to 929-477-3860, press 1, and let's take a call. This call is going to come from the last four digits of the number is 1168. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
My name is Kurt, and I'm calling from Douglasville.
Hi, Kurt.
Hey, how are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm excellent. Honestly, I'm calling in with a comment.
Okay.
And I just happen to be the brother of Miss Regina Banks. And I just wanted to share with the listeners and share with you and also share with her to confirm who she is and to confirm the person she is. Because there's always a great, great, excellent thing when you have justification. And to be able to justify her words, her book, her character, to confirm who she is, it gives the extra boost of truth and her personality and her perspective of what truth is and her endeavors and the things that she's done in her life, the struggles to get to where she's at now. And I just wanted to say that I'm very proud of her, and I want her to continue to do what it is that she's doing. And I think that a lot of people can really utilize her skills and her assets as far as education, you know, as far as her empowerment as a woman, and also the empowerment of being a mother, you know, because our family has a very great, close relationship, and, you know, we're a very knit, tight family, and she has really done an excellent job with raising my nieces and my nephews, and I'm just so proud of her. I'm proud of her book. I'm proud of the work that she's doing, and I just wanted to encourage her to continue to do whatever it is that she wants to do. Like she said, there's a difference between wants and needs. What she needed to do was to be a great mother for her kids and a great role model, which she has fulfilled that. And now what she wants to do, she wants to utilize the skills and assets and her experiences that she's had in her life to help others. So therefore, with the distinguishment between needs and wants, as she put it, I just wanted to kind of put a stamp of approval to say she has fulfilled both of those things.
Awesome. Absolutely. Awesome.
Thank you.
Go ahead, no problem.
Yes, Big Brother Kirk has,
yes.
What a blessing. Thank you so much
yes.
for that comment.
No, thank it's you for allowing her to be on your station.
Not a problem at all. I'm glad she's here. Awesome. Thank you, Kirk.
Oh, no problem. Have a good evening, guys.
Thank you.
Yes, isn't that nice? That is so nice when you have people, especially family members, that get behind you and support you. You know, some people might say, well, that's her brother. Well, let me tell you, It doesn't matter. Some family members don't support each other. So
that's
this
true.
Is a very powerful blessing to have your brother to stand up and say, hey, my sister is for real. She is about what she's saying she's about, and and I'm very proud of her. I mean, you know,
oh, yeah.
So, yes, that means a lot. Let's take another call. Let's see here. We're going to take this call from last four digits is 5407. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Kiana Brown.
Hi, Kiana. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Hello,
I'm calling
Kiana.
I'm calling for Miss Regina Banks. That's my mom. And I have a question about your book. Do you
yes.
mind telling me what your book is mainly about?
You said who or what my book is mainly about?
What?
Okay, my book is mainly about goals and expectations in life. It's to inform people on things that they should do and things that they shouldn't do as far as knowing right for wrong. Like, you know, you're not supposed to steal, but if you steal, then why are you stealing, and are you aware of the consequences? And before you get to knowing the consequences, just avoid the consequences. So when you get caught stealing, you won't be in a why or I shouldn't have, because it shouldn't happen in the first place. So it's kind of a help guide, kind of guide people in the right direction. And, again, it lets people know that mistakes are going to be made. I made a lot of mistakes. As I said, it's a lot of personal stuff that's in my book. Again, it's called Truth from a Real Soul, and there's nothing but truth in there, whether it's from my personal knowledge and experience or if it's something that I took from someone else. I basically want to say that we all are unique. I use the name, I go by Cherry Unique, so I kind of use that name. I've been using it for maybe the last 5 years as I kind of learn what I actually have as far as my power and my knowledge I have. So just being unique is just different, and it's just all about what you make of it for your own greatness and to be a champion in your own eye. And pretty much everybody else's, but sometimes people are afraid of people that are different. They want everybody to be the same, and then when you're the same, they want you to be different. So it kind of lets people know also that the world is kind of confused. So it just takes someone like me and the book that I wrote to kind of just kind of open people's eyes onto different things that they should be aware of in life. And so that's why when I wrote my book, I made sure my first book, you all was able to read it, and you all was have the first copy that I autographed, and I instill in you all that you need to read my book, because there's things in there, when y'all finally read it, that y'all was shocked to know. So certain things that I don't tell y'all personally, I don't tell you because I don't feel like you're old enough or maybe the situation doesn't come up, but you all can find out certain things on your own if you read my book, other than how I teach you and the things that I've already said. Y'all can kind of see why I speak to people, why I'm so harsh all the time, even though it's just being truthful and honest. But you all can see why I say certain things that maybe would be mean and cruel to other people, but it's just to wake people up, because some people, like they say, age is just a number. It really is, because I know people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, and they don't act like they have common sense, and they're not mature. They just do some things that teenagers and stuff do, so that's why I try to stress y'all a lot of things. So that's what my book is about. Again, Miss Kiana. So maybe this time you get a different perception of the definition or the reason why I wrote my book and the things that I tell you all.
Oh, that's so sweet. Kiana?
I have one more question.
You have another question?
Yes.
Okay.
What inspired you to do your book?
What inspired me to do my book, it's kind of funny. Most people would say their family or their children. You all didn't inspire me to write my book, but a lot of things are in there personally from my life before you all, why you all exist now, and that will be after the fact. So what I would really say is what inspired me to write my book was basically my experiences in life. I've had a lot of bad decisions I've made, and that's why I try to let you all know that some things cannot be made up. They'll always be remembered, but you can go forward from it. So, and another thing that I did add to my book, again, I will go into very quickly, and then I think we have another question, or either she'll take a break. I have a, she's doing the show tonight. But in the back of my book, I want to reference to three poems real quick that I did personally put into my book. And one is called entitled Mother Superior, which I wrote for my mother. And it's not just for my mother. It can be for anybody's mother. And it just basically sums up that she's the one that showed me how to be independent, showed me how to love and be caring. She didn't have the strong side of the things that I portrayed to everybody. And one is entitled acronym HIM, which is Hero in Me. It's for my father. And a lot of guys have read it and said it makes them think about their father. And it just, he's been more than a father to me and all five of my brothers. He's also been our friend. And he's made me as strong as I am. And like a tornado, I can just kind of knock down anything in my path. Whatever I want, I kind of go for it. And I also display my smallness from when I was growing up. I do have some size of it, and then some size I don't. And then the last one is entitled Brother. It's for my brothers that I wrote because they showed me the meaning of what a true princess is. And growing up, I just hated them because I couldn't do anything. Not necessarily hate them like an evil hate, but I couldn't do anything. So I was so glad when I got grown. Then I started experiencing life, and I started making mistakes. I wish I hadn't, but I understand why they tried to shield me by me not just being the only girl, but because I was a female. So they were trying to prepare me for things that I'm preparing you all, and I would like to prepare everybody else for. Sometimes you can hear it on the inside around you, and you don't pay it any mind. But if it comes from a stranger, sometimes people act more when it comes from a stranger than in their immediate circle. So that's what inspired me to do my book. It was my personal life and experience, the things that I want to kind of share with people. And also you all played a part in it, but I didn't necessarily write my book for my family or for my children. But you all are my motivation, and you all will always be my motivation. I tell people all the time when I'm going through something besides me thinking about God and having so much patience, like I've had so much stuff happen that so much at one time back to back that people look at me and they just can't tell. They just think I'm just this strong person. They can't believe I'm going through it. But it's because I keep a lot of things inside. But I think of my children. My children is what motivates them to move forward out of any situation that I occur.
Yes. I like how you said you couldn't wait till you got grown because your brother's perspective of you. And that, you know, it sounds like you had a very loving upbringing and that you actually uplifted each other. You know, you had that care that's needed. And what you're doing is such a blessing because there are lots of kids that didn't grow up in that environment, you know, and you're in a where you offer the care, you know, that people look for. I mean, everybody wants to feel cared for, feel loved. And, you know, I wish that there was someone around when I was growing up so that I could ask these questions, you know, how do I write a resume? You know, how do I behave on a job interview? I mean, this kind of information is vital, and it is very important to our youth. And so I want to thank you for sharing that part of your life, for giving of yourself. It takes a lot to give out.
Yes.
A lot. Especially, you know, a lot of times you don't get nearly as much as you give out. And I know it's not about what you get, it's what you give. And in doing that, I know that you feel fulfilled, and there's a great reward in doing that, the personal reward for yourself, as well as for those that you are giving yourself out to. So I say thank you and to encourage you to continue on And it's definitely not in vain, for you don't realize, you know, how impactful this will really be on the lives of the youth, because somewhere down the line, these kids take those skills. I can remember myself a lot of times when you did get a nugget of information, somewhere in your life you draw on that. It's like, okay, I remember that Miss So-and-so said this, you know, and
yeah.
At that moment you really need. So, you know, what you're doing is awesome. That's a seed planted, and it will grow.
Oh, yes.
A lot of applause. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's a blessing. That's
and I
want to
say that, I'm sorry.
Don't go right ahead.
And I also want to say that, you know, people had a perception that, you know, nothing is perfect or no one can be perfect in life. And I wrote a particular quote that's in my book, and I just want everybody to know that you can be perfect in your own little world, whether it's for a second, minute, hour, day, week, a year or to eternity. It depends on you, and, yes, you can be perfect, just as perfect as you are. Again, people are going to judge. They say you're not supposed to judge, and people do it anyway, but when the shoe is on the other foot, none of us really like it. And I just want to say that your voice is the most powerful inner outer voice to convey your information to your heart and soul. So I want to stress that you always listen to yourself. No matter how good of the information that you're getting from somewhere else or somebody else, still listen to yourself, because you still have to make the decision, and the decision is still going to be up to you. They might just encourage you for the decision, but the decision is still going to be up to you. So I want to say that before we continue on tonight. And I just can't stress that enough, just to listen to yourself. That's what the inner you is.
I like that inner you, because the inner you, and if anyone out there has listened to my show, that I like what you're saying about in teaching them to be confident in themselves, because the real you is the spirit, is after the spirit and likeness of God. And so you're right. When you get in that place where, you know, you get all this information out there, we need to learn how to be confident in listening
yes.
to our inner, because the inner self is the God you, and it won't steer you wrong. It won't steer you wrong. And sometimes, you know, everything on the outside gets in your head, and that's really why we make a lot of the mistakes that we make, because we're listening to information that may not be the best for us. It may not be suited for us. It may be okay for somebody else, but that same thing may not be what you need. So
yeah.
Be the judge if you really tune in and listen to yourself. You know, a lot of times you do something and then you go, man, I knew I shouldn't have done that. I should have listened to it.
And that's your inner side saying, just don't at that time. I mean,
yes,
I do that still now daily.
Yes, and say, I should have listened to myself. Oh, man. I mean, I still do that every now and then. It's like, oh, man. You know, it's simple things, you know, just
mm-hmm.
simple things. Realize, man, I should have listened to myself. So what you're doing is an awesome thing. I don't want to get too far ahead where we don't get to get information about how people can contact you, how can they get in touch with you, where can they go to information, if you want to give that out to the listeners.
Yes. I have a lot of ways of being contacted, just for motivation, just somebody to talk to. I have two email addresses that I utilize, and one is regina.banks@rocketmail.com. That's my personal, my business, whatever that email is used for, that's what I use it for. And my second one is realtalk34@gmail.com, but real has two L's on it. So, again, that is regina.banks@rocketmail.com. and it's realtalk34@gmail.com. You can also email me there if you want to personally meet me and get your book signed and autographed. I sell them as well. My book is on Amazon. They're $20. And if you buy two, I give to you for two for 30 instead of two for 40. And I have my website. It's www.realnessforever.com. And, again, that's a name I trademark. I love. I stick with it because it's all me. It's going to continue to be me, and I feel like I'm getting all in my book and all in my program. So that fits me perfectly. I couldn't come up with a name better than that. You can also get my book from there on my World of Realness section on the page and I through PayPal. And I also have a donation button there because the proceeds, some of the proceeds go toward my program. Again, the program is free. As I say, and I target kids 13 to 18 years old. And basically, I'm giving them, I just want to give back all that I have because some people don't have a chance to even get it in their main household or to go further than a high school or middle school education and get it. And then some, if they do go to college, they drop out. So I just kind of just, I'm just kind of like the bull in my family, even over all my brothers. I'm just kind of the bull, even though I'm a Aries. But I do have that bull instinct in me, so I'm very powerful and very outgoing in everything I'm doing. And I also want to let everybody know that I do have another project that I'm debuting the end of this month. It's going to actually be an actual book. And it's also going to be some fiction and some nonfiction in there. And, again, the things that say my truth on a real soul book, and even though it's honesty and truth, it still leaves people up to imagination. Is it from me personally? Is it from someone else? Is it true? Is it not true? But at the end, it is true from me. So it just gives them that opportunity to think. And this next project I'm having coming out, it's an actual book. And it's going to leave that same thing. Is it real? Is some of this real? Is it not real? Or is it just something, you know, just for entertainment? So I have a lot of projects that I'm looking forward to doing in the near future, and I'm working really hard on it. Being a mother, going to school, teaching other children, being an auntie, everything that I do in my life, I center it around just love and giving back. And I just, some people can just be too smart for their own good, and I'm one of those people that I just got too much information in my head, and I just want to give it away. So those are some things that I have, some ways that I can be contacted. And also, I'm on Facebook, and I have a page there called Realness at All Times for the community. So I do personal things there. I do quotes. I post some news from CNN because I'm in the legal field now. I just graduated this year in paralegal studies with my degree. I work with an exceptional attorney, Ms. LaQuetta Pearson, that I work with sometimes. And I just have so much stuff to give back. So my Realness at All Time page, I just post just, you never know what I'm going to post there. I might have a personal thought or something, you know, happy or sad, I might post. And you never know, it might come from me, it might not come from me directly, but I'm just a person that just giving, and I'm kind of the ear that I will listen. And, again, I do keep certain things confidential, and then things that are not confidential, I do share them, but I don't put anybody's name or anything. And I'm on Twitter as well as in Realness Forever. So I kind of hold on to these two names, Realness at All Times and Realness Forever. I have them trademarked in the state of Georgia, and now I'm working on a logo to go with my program and everything so I can start doing T-shirts and everything so we go out in the community and do community service that people can know what program and what we're doing and where we're from. So those are some of the ways to get in contact with me. Again, it's regina.banks@rocketmail.com. It's realtalk34@gmail.com. I can also be accessed on the information sheet on my website at www.realnessforever.com. And I also can be contacted on Facebook at Realness at All Time or on Twitter at Realness Forever.
Excellent. We have another caller. I want to take that call and give everyone a chance that's trying to call in. Just a moment. We're going to this call is coming from last four digits, 0900. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Reginald Walls, and I am calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And I want to thank Ms. Banks for all the things that she said on the radio, because I respect her very highly, because she is a nice role model for young women, middle-aged women, teenagers, and young adolescent children. And she's teaching them how, and telling them how to go about in life. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't learn nothing. You can learn, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And she also, she's my daughter. And I inspire her, for she has so many GEDs. And I asked her, I said, Regina, why are you getting all these GEDs? She said,
Daddy.
The more you learn, the better you off in life, and the more success you can make in life. Now, I used to coach her, but did you think that's too many? What are you going to do with all of them? She said, well, you know, for one thing, you can be happy. You can go from one thing to the other. You'll never get sad. You'll never be sad. And I also inspire her for being a single mom, which I'm her father. She had my help 100%. A lot of things I tried to offer my daughter. My daughter turned it down because she said, Daddy, I watch how you did it, and I can do it just as well as you can do it, and that's what it's all about. And she has took care of all the kids in the neighborhood, kids not hers. She has a lot of kids in the neighborhood that I say she has to spend the night, and she take them to school and take them out and teach them to keep them from being on the street for predators and things like that, and tell them about things like that. And I read her book, and I inspire her book. It's very nice. And I just want to say that I'm very proud of her, not just because I'm her father, because as a black man, I am proud of her, because I was raised and taught that a man is supposed to take care of a woman. And that's where I was raised. And it used to be like that, but now members of very self-accountable, and a lot of moms have to get out there because the father is not out there for them, and they have to take care of themselves as well as their kids. And I'm very proud of her because I think she's doing a very good job. And I look upon a lot of parents, they should be proud of her because she takes their kids on the her wing, which is not her kids, but you might as well say they're her kids because that's the way it seems. And she's doing a good job with them. And I hope she continues doing the good work and the good job. And, Regina, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of all the GEDs you are doing. I know you're going to get more. And I remind you of this. You as a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, and a great-great-grandmother, role model for a lot of kids. And you keep up the good work, because that's exactly what we need. We don't need a lot of women telling the kids you can't make it, or they get depressed and say you can't make it. When you get depressed, nobody's perfect. We all might say things.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. My thing is phone cut up. Yes?
No problem. That's awesome.
I just want to say, I want to tell my father thank you. I'm not sure if he's still listening. And thank you all for calling me in. I just want to read one thing from my book, if it's okay, Ms. Lynn.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, this particular poem, and this is one of the poems that's in the back of my book, it's very personal to me. I will leave everybody up to decide how personal it is or what their perception of it is. But it's called Visions of You. And it says, I don't know why, but every time I turn around, I see you. What does that mean? I'm seeing you in my view while awake, sleep, or walking through this thundering world of pain, wondering what it must be to see you when I think. My mind wanders from place to place. Every time I look, I see your face. It seems as if I'm looking in a mirror or looking at pictures, remembering good and bad memories. Looking at me, I see you. I keep asking myself, why do I see visions of you? I see you when I open my eyes. I see you when I'm sad and crying. I see you when I'm down and out, reminiscing on us and all the things we used to do. Oh, tell me why I keep seeing opposite visions of me. I can't help myself from thinking of you, the way you kiss, love, and hold me. So the soft and gentle touch of you coming from my brain into open view, staring at myself, seeing you. Inside out, my inside view coming true. From my soul to you, all I see are visions of you. And this poem is, it has a lot of meanings. It has a lot of meanings as far as me just looking at myself in the mirror, the good and the bad things that I've done, the good and bad things that have occurred in my life that has maybe people think have happened to me, or some things people may have done to me that I think maybe have hurt me, but it didn't do anything but fuel my fire. I've just been going ever since I can remember. I try to use age 13 and when I'm telling stories to my kids, but I just always been the type of person that just kind of goes. And I'm kind of noticed how unique and special I was, but as I grow older, I noticed that a lot of guys would tell me that I was a Black Mamba, and I'm not sure if a lot of people know what that is, a Black Mamba. But a Black Mamba is basically it's a snake from Africa, and it's a very poisonous snake. So instead of me being a Black Mamba poisoning people, hurting them, they kind of look at me like I'm too strong for them. So I've had a lot of ups and downs in my life when in relationships because a lot of men can't help me. I'm too strong for them, and they've told me that. So, but I thank God for that. So that's in my book as well, and it's entitled under the section Blessing But Curse, because I see myself as a blessing my whole entire life, but also as a curse the way I just say I'm just too strong, you know, for a lot of people. So that's what it is. And I just want to leave everybody with each and every one of you have a special gift in life to offer, but what would be yours is to answer to yourself and to others.
Awesome. I'm sitting here and just hearing, you know, the testimonies from your family and how your dad talked about care of all the kids in the neighborhood. It takes a big heart to do. And the only thing that I can say is that those that encounter you and receive what it is that you have to offer them, they're blessed. They're really blessed.
Yes.
And it's great to
yes,
be
ma'am.
A blessing. It really is. People don't like to give of themselves, and people don't normally, you know, it should be natural to share and give, but that's a struggle. That's a real struggle, and I'm sure that you've gone through a lot in getting this program together, accomplishing all that you did with family, and I'm sure a lot of it you had to, you know, just fight your way through. So I applaud
yes.
you, Regina, for coming
Thank
on the
you.
Show, sharing with us this wonderful program. So for those of you that are in the Atlanta area, please get in contact with Regina. If you know of young people, this program is a great tool to help them to, grow in life. So with that being said, I just want to say thank you, Regina, and I look forward to some possible other things together.
Yes, ma'am, likewise. And I also want to tell everybody again, thank you for having me on the show. I hope you all enjoyed Truth from my book as well as from me, from my personal life and experience. Again, that's what everything is all about. And please, if you can, make sure you're on Facebook and following Realness at all times. I post everything there. It's kind of like my Instagram page where people are following my every little detail. I post everything there. So I have an event that I'm going to be speaking at the Atlanta Public Fulton Library in the West End area on the 28th of this month at 6 o'clock. I also will be posting information. I will be in Cobb County in November doing a book signing. And I have a book signing for the Atlanta Fulton Public Library at the beginning of the year. So I'm doing a lot of major things. And, again, I can't stress enough everybody that's following me and showing their appreciation. As I say, you all know you won't be left behind. And to those that are not supporting me, like I say, I'm not going to forget about you, but I'm going to be taking the ones forward with me that are supporting me. If you're not supporting me now, then don't support me then when I get to where I'm going, because I'm still going to be the same person, giving truth no matter how it is, no matter how it comes out or to who it comes out to. So I just love everybody, even though it's harsh sometimes, but I still give good, safe, honest, tough love. And I just love everybody. And, again, Ms. Lynn, I want to say thank you so much for having me on your show.
You're welcome, Regina. And I hate to end, but we have got to go. Tune in next Wednesday, 7 o'clock, for the Soul Speaks. And get ready, folks, because we're going to take it to that next level, that higher level of consciousness. So stay tuned for the Soul Speaks next Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you.
The Soul Speaks. Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the EX3 Radio Network.